And here's another of the people who's shattering the old way of broadcasting.
From Los Angeles, this is the David Lawrence Show.
Thanks so much for tuning in. It's the end of the week, and I will tell you my little story of walking off the set of my last booking. I never do this sort of thing, but it just killed me. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow night or Monday night after I've cooled down a little bit, but man, I was pissed off this morning. It's the podcast, and our special guest is held over from the third hour of the actual show. You might want to go listen to it if you're a musician and you're into making sure you can track your rights. You're selling online or you're being played online, you're being played on radio stations. Diane D. Menk. It only took me 45 minutes to get that right, of the band Stiff Kitties. And Stiff has four F's, please. Thank you very much. You can go to stiffkitties.com and get all the details. Diane looks an awful lot like Betty Page, and sings an awful lot like, she sings goth is what she sings, but she also sings and creates music in a lot of different genres, including new age and jazz, you said, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, she's in the midst of a huge battle with ASCAP over money that she's never gotten for what she knows is fairly high airplay here and around the world. Tell people the story.
Yeah, I've been an ongoing fight with ASCAP since 2002, and I've had airplay since then, and now I've been air platinum and plus the 6 Grammy noms to boot.
Yeah, don't gloss over that. Hold on, back up a second here. First of all, it's the American Society of Composers and Publishers. This is one of the performance rights organizations, or PROs, that are supposed to track what you do. And we're not talking about, hey, I think I'm going to be a goth artist, so I'm picking up my guitar and my synthesizer, and maybe I'll get up on stage and mess around a little bit and get angry and then go see if I've got any fans. This is somebody who is a 6-time Grammy nominee. This is somebody who has gotten a platinum award for airplay. This is not somebody who is, you're not new to the business. You've been doing this for, 60, 70 years? How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been performing since I was 9.
And you're not about to tell us what your age is.
Absolutely not.
But let's say it's more than 2 decades.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind. So you're at least 26.
Yeah.
The point is that Diane now has 26 songs charting on radio, on satellite, on in-store play, on net, on the Muzaks and the AESs of the world or AEPs of the world. These all should be contributing to you getting money for that airplay.
And yet
you've seen absolutely zero.
Zero.
Surveyed performances.
Zero.
In fact, at one point, wasn't ASCAP trying to figure out if you're even a member?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what have you done, and what can we do as listeners while I try and bring up your MySpace area and play some of your stuff? What can we do to make sure that you get paid for what you do? Because Lord knows, people are getting benefit from your music, but you're not getting the money for it.
That's correct. What you can do, and by helping me, you'll help other artists out too by opening that door, is send an email to ASCAP. Go online, go to their website. You can send it to info@ASCAP.com or mspotting@ASCAP.com.
Now, who is that?
That's Margaret Spotting, and that's the one that's supposedly been handling my case.
Okay, so this is mspodig, it's mspoddig.
That's correct.
At ASCAP.com.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she's handling your case, and this caused a little bit of friction between you and her and a friend of yours at AFM, which is the American Federation of Musicians.
Yeah. And Dick's job is actually to make sure the union members do get paid, and that's why he's in that seat.
So this is causing problems in all aspects, but it's still not getting anything done.
That is correct.
All right, so let me play a couple cuts here. Bela Lugosi's Dead, Transylvania. What would you prefer?
Transylvania. Actually, that's off the new album and it hasn't been released.
You like that, do you?
Yeah.
Is this it? Hang on. It's buffering. MySpace is where she hangs out. Go to myspace.com/118-90156 and see. think we're firing off automation systems all over America with this cut. This is the way it's supposed to sound, right?
No.
Oh, it's not? Why didn't you say something?
Oh, that sounds... I wasn't sure if I...
No. All right, hold on. Let me stop this.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way it's supposed to sound.
I hate MySpace. Have I mentioned that?
No, you didn't, but...
Yeah, I hate MySpace.
I'm beginning to wonder now myself.
I'm trying Bela Lugosi's Dead. Let's see what this does.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm playing it on a computer that has plenty of power, and there's so much going on your webpage.
Yeah.
There's doesn't, flash
that doesn't
going
sound right
on.
Either.
What's that?
That doesn't sound right either.
Yeah, there's no, forget that. All right, my point. Go to MySpace when you got nothing else going on your computer and check it out. It's myspace.com/118-90156. Again, foiled by technology. That should be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's
you
not
can
that.
You actually go to Stiff Kitties and hear some of that material.
Oh man, I should have kept my. Hold on, I'm gonna get my browser open again. All right, hang on, stiffkitties.com.
Yeah.
Speaking of technology, tell people what happened when how ASCAP actually tracks this sort of thing.
Well, actually, my label, Vandor, they put a digital signature, an encrypted code that it is attached to the song, and that's how they do this now these days. And they're supposed to track it with their tracking services. Those services are out there. And unbeknownst to a lot of the public, you know, the days of getting CDs and playing them on the air are gone, you know, literally gone. And programmers actually get this stuff out of promo libraries and subscription services. And so that's how, you know, all the broadcasters access my music right next to, you know, Prince or anybody else. And they're supposed to be able to track that. And, well, they have the ability to, but... It obviously is not being utilized
properly.
Not properly, no.
Yeah, we can do it easily on the radio side of things. Let's see if we can listen to Transylvania now from your website.
That's there you go. That sounds better.
Okay, good. Here we go. The album is called Black Magic. That's a cut called Transylvania. There's a one-minute clip on the site. It's also Black Magic, and check it out. And if people want to play this on their podcast, do you have some sort of a license that you grant them for podcast-safe music, or what?
I'm not really familiar with podcasts, to be honest with you.
Oh, baby. You have got to go and Google podcasts. Good Lord. I mean, they're on the front cover of the new version. You use Mac or PC?
Actually, I'm on PC.
Okay. But you know about iTunes and the iPod, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the new version of iTunes is going to be completely podcast-friendly. We're talking about 8,000 to 10,000 individuals who are creating radio shows and making them automatically available to people on their computers and on their portable devices. Whenever you put up a new pod... And you could do a podcast on this whole thing with ASCAP and really stick the screws to them.
That would be a good thing.
I mean, go check out podcasts. You probably have everything you need to do a podcast and have your own radio show that your fans will promote, that you can promote, talking about this whole thing. And that's what we're doing right now. This portion of the show. Look, watch this. Fuck. Okay. This portion of the show will go out to all of our, all the people that listen just to the podcast. And no censorship, no nothing. Tell your story.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah,
Diane DeMink. Go to stiffkitties.com. Put four F's in stiff. Stiffkitties.com. And thanks for tuning in to the podcast.
David Lawrence's Personal Medcast Podcast.